A new enjoyment for me is listening to the previous talks that I've given. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the new enjoyment for me. What is the new enjoyment for you? Do you like to listen to things that are uplifting and supportive? Do you like to listen to things that are going to make you feel happy and joyous? Or do you like to listen to things that make you feel that the world has many problems? As I listened to the talks that I had given previously, I have it on the iPod and I have it on my computer. And sometimes it's mixed up with the music that I listen to, and along will come a talk. And then in that talk, I'll be talking about the people that were visiting at the monastery, and I'll be talking about Jason or Sybil or Anita or Christy or Gertrude or just a whole great number of people, Beatrice and so forth. All these people, as well as Sylvia, Ingeborg, and Ellen, and Rex, and Love, and the cats, and so forth. And as I talk about them, each one sort of jumps into life again, like becoming brand new, coming into life again, becoming something exciting once again. And it's not a matter that, and I think to myself, well, am I listening to the past talks, or is it something like that happening right now? And each time I listen to it, each time I hear these things, it's happening right now. It's like a piece of music. I listen to classical music, which is rather my favorite. And as I listen to any classical piece of music, I am in that music right when I listen to it. The moment I'm listening to that music, I'm listening to it in the now. I'm listening to it in this very moment, and I feel so uplifted, and I feel so spiritually illumined. And the same with the talks. As I listen to them, it's as though they're happening right now. The people are here right now. The circumstances are here right now. The experience that we're having together mutually is happening right now. And you say, well, why not be more active in right now, in the things that are going on right now? And I say, well, I am active in the things that are going on right now. I'm very active in them, as well as I'm active in wherever my thought happens to be. And my thought can take me to 1,000 places, can take me to 1,000 possibilities, and I'm always active in it right the moment that I'm there, that I'm thinking about it. Now, what sort of thoughts do I have in my mind? What sort of thoughts do I have that are important to me? What sort of thoughts do I have that make my mind excited and make my mind interested? Well, I look in the mirror every day and I say, I am my original purity and integrity. I'm my original purity and integrity. I look in the mirror and I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I look in the mirror and say, you live in a wonderful world. This is a fantastic world. You're a beautiful, fantastic person. You are ideal. You're the ideal person. You're the ideal person in every way. And I keep saying these things. And I keep thinking to myself, yeah, I keep saying them now. When is it going to happen? When am I going to be the ideal person? When am I going to express who I think the ideal person really is? And then, as I say, I look in the mirror, and there I see him. I see the ideal person. I say, yeah, you are good. You are fantastic. You are wonderful. And I begin to bless it, and I begin to take my hand gently over my body, and I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And my body responds back and says, yes, I feel perfect, I feel fantastic, I feel alive, I feel dynamic, I feel just like I feel. I don't feel anything. And I say, my goodness, you don't feel anything? No, I don't feel anything, my body says. I don't feel hot, cold, I don't feel pain or not pain. I just feel nothing. I just am. I am the ideal. I am. And I say to myself, well, is that the way things really are? Is that the ideal expression? And then a voice in me says, don't question it, just enjoy it. Don't question any of these things, just enjoy it. When you say I am ideal, just enjoy being ideal and don't try to interpret what ideal is supposed to be. When you say I am a good-looking person, don't try to question what is good-looking and what's not good-looking, because your charisma is what's the looking. And you can take a person who has a very ordinary face and they have a magnificent charisma about them, and you don't even see their face, you don't see their bodies, you don't see anything about them. All you see is their charisma standing out from them of 100 miles all around them, because they are so much their charisma, they're so much into I like me, they're so much into the idea that they're divine, that they're wonderful. And you? What are you into? What am I into? Am I into that? Yes, I am. And being into that, it's a wonderful feeling. It's a joyous feeling. I just sort of flow with things and be with things. Well, of course, you can flow with things, Herb, and you can be with things, Herb, because you have no other responsibilities just to be yourself and have fun. Well, what a strange thing. I have no other responsibility but to be myself and have fun. What is Alice in Wonderland? She's being herself and having fun. What is the Queen of England? She's being herself and having fun. What is anybody else? What's the President of the United States? He's being himself and having fun. And boy, is he having fun. Can you imagine going into a recession time when he is elected president, and the first thing he does is to spend money? Is to spend money by the billions, by the trillions. It's amazing, man. And the country goes along with him doing it. And where's the money coming from? Well, where it always came from, out of the infinite. And is it going to be? Well, it comes out of taxes and stuff. No, well, you find that the money really isn't coming out of taxes. It's really not coming out of the people's pockets. It's really not coming out of anywhere. It's just out of the infinite. Stop and think about it. Where does it all figure out come? How can we do it? How can we have negative financing? How can we have these things? Well, he's just spending money, and the recession is ending, and the money market and everything else is going up again into a balance. And the Saudi Arabians are saying, we got lots of money. We got billions. We're happy to loan the money. We're very pleased to loan. We're not fraidy cats like you guys over there. But we make sure that we just have good collateral. So we never have to worry about anything. And they don't. They don't worry about it. And we don't worry about it either. Because our government and our country and our people and our banks and our lending institutions are all stable and balanced and marvelous. You say, well, boy, a couple of them got in trouble. Yeah, that's true. A couple of them didn't mind their P's and Q's, were not following principle. And because they were not following principle bit them. And this is what happens to us. When we don't follow principle, principle bites us. And what is the principle? Be yourself and have fun. What is the principle? Like yourself. Look at yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Say, I am divine. Say, I'm wonderful. Say, I'm peace. Say, I'm great. And when you say that, what happens? You are that. You always were that. There's no recession in your life. In my life, there's no limited amount of anything in our world, because it's always there whenever we need it, whenever we want it, however we need it, however we want it, and we enjoy it to the hilt. So this day, claim for yourself that you are infinitely abundant. Claim for yourself that you are the ideal being. You are the ideal expression of the ideal. Huh, my goodness. Yes, you're Alice in Wonderland, you're Harry Potter, you're anything that you want to be. You're the Tooth Fairy, or you're yourself. Whatever it is, and you can be sure, whatever it is good and very good. Have a lovely day, and remember, it's just a matter of living in the awareness of the allness now. And there is never limitation. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.